What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled CIA assets on YouTube are pushing you toward violent extremism. There are a lot of Muslim channels out there popping up that all of a sudden go from like no videos to all of a sudden millions of views, tens of thousands of subscribers, all within a span of just a couple of videos. Those Muslims are popping up at a very young age. These are not old Muslims like me. These are Muslims who look like they might be 17, 16, maybe early 20s, late teens at the most. And most of these Muslims are supposedly converts. And a lot of these Muslims out there, guys, when they come into Islam, there's this one channel out there. I already did a video about them, but I'm just waiting for the guy to do more dumb shit before I blast the hell out of him. And a lot of these channels, man, they're coming in, these young kids, and they're saying haram, haram, haram. It's haram to do this, it's haram to do that. You know, one guy is saying it's haram to listen to music, it's haram to watch TV, it's haram to talk to the kuffar, it's haram to do this, it's haram to do that. What you guys need to understand is that the CIA, they want a clash of civilization, okay? The CIA created ISIS with the hopes of actually creating a clash of civilization between Muslims and non-Muslims. The CIA genuinely thought that Muslims are going to take arms and become ISIS. In fact, Andrew Tate did a video where he said ISIS are the real Muslims because they murder innocent people, you know. I actually uploaded that video on YouTube and Susan deleted that video because at the end of the day, Andrew Tate is a CIA agent and they have to have positive propaganda for Andrew Tate. But that video is on MGTOW TV and that's a video of Andrew Tate saying ISIS are the real Muslims because they are the ones who read the Quran and murder people who are not Muslim like them. So the CIA genuinely thought that they could have a clash of civilization with ISIS. Now you guys out there need to understand, why are the Jews looking for the clash of civilization? You guys have to understand, the people who run this world are Jews, and not any old Jews, Zionist Jews, okay? They are effectively Satan worshippers, and you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. Don't believe me? Ask child molester Biden, who openly said, I'm a proud Zionist, even though I'm not a Jew. There are Christian Zionists, there are Arab Zionists. That's a fact. Look it up. So, what these Satan worshippers want is that they want to have a clash of civilization. That way they can clamp down on average people, you know. 9/11 allowed the US government to come up with so many laws, so many tools to censor and take out American people. Now the next thing the Jews want is that they want to get rid of internet anonymity, okay? They want every person to get on the internet to have a license, to be ID'd. They want to get rid of VPNs. You guys out there need to understand, TikTok, YouTube, they're all from the same people. I've said this before, I'm gonna say it again. TikTok is Chinese simply so Americans don't sue an American company. Who's gonna go to China and sue TikTok? You're gonna get laughed at. But at the end of the day, the Americans, the Russians, the Iranians, they are all in on it. They may not be exactly eye to eye on the same page, but they're all subservient to Big Daddy Satan. I want everybody here to understand this. Satan is running the show. Everybody to a certain degree is subservient to them. You know, this is why America, China, Iran, Russia, they may not look to be on the same page, but at the end of the day, when when Big Daddy Satan cracks the whip, they're all going to say, yes, master. Okay? You guys need to understand, Satan is in charge. Then below him are the Zionists. Then below him are his minions, whether it's Putin, Ayatollah, Modi of India, or creepy Joe Biden here in America, okay? Now, they need that clash of civilization so they can take away your rights on the internet. They need to know who you are because they want to take out anybody who doesn't say, oh, government is awesome sauce, okay? You guys gotta understand, Andrew Tate is a CIA asset. This is why they're using him to further the red pill. If you look at all the mainstream articles being being written up about Andrew Tate, they're all saying the same thing. They're saying that he is pushing for violent extremism, okay? Now, what these Muslim channels are doing that are popping out of nowhere and all of a sudden they have millions of views, tens of thousands of subscribers, is that they're telling you, brother, it's haram to look at women. It's haram to talk to kafar. It's haram to go listen to music. It's haram to watch TV. It's haram to do this. It's haram to do that. They want you to be such an extremist in religion that you go mentally ill and you start either shooting up people or you start writing hateful stuff on the internet, and that way the government can crack down against violent extremism, okay? Believe it or not, guys, the Prophet Muhammad was very, very angry against extremism, you know. During the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, there were people who said, you know what, I'm gonna pray all day, I'm gonna fast every day of my life, I'm gonna every cent I'm gonna make, I'm gonna give it away to charity. And the Prophet Muhammad would get very angry. They would say the Prophet Muhammad would get so angry that you can see, you know, his veins like this popping out, you know. This is one of the reasons why I wear this, to hide the veins, you know. Time for me to go in and get some Botox, you know. This is why I'm wearing this now. I used to wear it to cover up the curly hair, but since I got the Japanese hair straightening yesterday, I really don't have to wear this anymore, but I'm just doing that until I get the Botox here. But, you know, the Prophet Muhammad, he would get angry, or you would see the frown lines here when he would get angry, when people would tell him, you know, I'm going to give my money away to charity, I'm going to pray every day, you know, I'm going to pray 24 hours a day, I'm going to fast every day. The Prophet Muhammad discouraged extremism in religion because he knew, first of all, you cannot sustain extremism. Secondly, it will deliver you into madness. You guys out there need to understand something, especially you young Muslims. It took 23 years. It took 23 years for Islam to be downloaded to the Prophet Muhammad. God did not give the Prophet Muhammad Quran tonight and told him, hey man, tomorrow morning you Arabs better be on this or else. God in the Quran said, men are خلقنا الإنسان ضعيفا. Men are created weak. Now, I don't know if I said it in the right terms like that. If I didn't, maybe you guys can correct me. I always tell you guys, if I make a mistake, which I've done in the past, correct me, okay? Men were created weak. Faith is something that grows inside of you guys. You don't come out of the box with faith unless you're like a prophet, okay? And even at that, prophets actually sin, believe it or not. Except Jesus, he was perfect. But Jesus is another story, okay? He's a prophet, he's a messiah. You're not, I'm not, so it's not even worth it to bring it up. Point here I'm trying to tell you guys is that we all have sins, and iman grows in us. Faith grows in us. It's not something that you just pick up because you watch some YouTuber on the internet telling you haram, 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 haram. I don't watch TV. I don't listen to music. Okay? I don't even watch movies anymore. You guys might say, well, Amr, that's because you realize it's bad. Well, here's the thing. I I no longer find this stuff good. You know, I found music great when I was in my 20s. I found movies great in my 20s. You guys out there need to understand, I've learned a lot from music. I've learned a lot from movies. In fact, the whole reason I'm here is because of the movie industry, okay? So you guys can learn from music. You can learn from movies. Yeah, sure, the vast majority of it is haram, especially nowadays, which is one of the reasons why I don't even bother with it anymore. But the reality of the matter is, guys, listen. At the end of the day, guys, you're not going to go to hell because you looked at some sharmuta walking down the street wearing a bikini, okay? You're not going to go to hell if you're driving in your car singing, "Love, love me do." You know, that's a Beatles song. "You know I love you." At the end of the day, you're not going to go to hell for watching Avatar on the movie theater, okay? But these young Muslims who all of a sudden are coming into Islam, you know, they're non-Arab, and all of a sudden, you know, they found Allah, and now they're ulama, now they're scholars, and now they're telling you your entire life is haram. Okay, these are all CIA asses who want to drive you to mental insanity. And I'm seeing a lot of young Muslims out there becoming mentally insane. They're going mentally unwell. Guys, I am telling you, there are two things you need in life. Okay, I don't care if you're a Muslim, I don't care if you're a Christian, I don't care if you're a Jew, I don't care if you're a Hindu. There are two things you guys need in life. Money, pussy. If you have those two, you're good. In fact, God in the Quran says, "Hayat ad-dunya al-malu al-bununa." You know, the glitz and glamour of this world is money, is wealth, and children, okay? You have wealth, you have the children. How do you get the children? You get the pussy. You don't have to be a fucking algebra expert to realize that for you to get children, you have to have a woman to get her pregnant. And for you to get a woman, you know, you need money, you know, unless you're a fucking Chad and you're willing to pump and dump the bitch, you know, that's a different story. Which, by the way, guys, I do not condone pumping and dumping women, believe it or not. You know, yeah, some girls out there, they want one night stands, some women out there are prostitutes. That's just what this is just the current world that we are living in today. At the end of the day, guys, you need pussy, you need money. If you got the money, you'll get the pussy, okay? If you're a broke ass nobody, you ain't got pussy, it's gonna drive you mentally insane, okay? I am telling you guys, as somebody who traveled, there's nothing better than going to the ATM machine, withdrawing one money, knowing goddamn sure that you got money in there, okay? There's nothing better than going to a brothel and having a hottie pick you from the, you know, pick you out, taking her home in Nagasaki, Hiroshima, and her pussy. I know a lot of you Muslims out there, you're gonna say, "Zina, Zina, haram, haram." Guys, this is the worst time in the history of humanity. You know, Andrew Tate said Islam is an intolerant religion. Yeah, we are intolerant to fasad. We are intolerant to corruption, okay? But Islam is a dynamic religion. If you don't believe Islam is a dynamic religion, be a 50-plus-year-old man, go marry a 9-year-old girl, and tell me how that one goes. Islam is a dynamic religion. Islam is an anti-fasad religion. This is what you guys need to understand. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. We are returning to the harem system. We are returning to the system. In fact, God in the Quran talks about Malakat al-Yameen. Malakat al-Yameen is a woman that your right hand possesses. You guys out there, you need to understand, a lot of women out there, they're not wife material. They are pretty much Malakat al-Yameen, the harem system, pretty much it's side hoe with benefits. Islam tells us there will be 50 women to be looked after by one man. Do you think that one man is going to be like, "All right, hoes, here's money, I'm going to take care of you, but go get, you know, gang banged by Chad and Tyrone"? No, he's going to be fucking the shit out of these women. You guys out there need to understand the whole point of marriage was to make sure the bitch doesn't die on the side of the street. That's the whole point of marriage, okay? So you don't need, see, again, I am telling you guys, I fulfill my obligations, you know. This is why I like prostitutes, you know. If my ex came out and she said, yo, Amr, I'm a fucking prostitute, I'd have said, okay, we can work something out. But she didn't. She did the whole Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, ewe, ewe. It's like, what does the Prophet Muhammad say? Those who cheat us are not of us. This is why I actually respect prostitutes, because a prostitute will tell you, hey, I'm a prostitute, I'm paid to play, you know, you give me $100, I give you X amount of hours and pussy, alright, we will rock with that. And that's pretty much what religion is, you know. In Islam, it's known as Katib al-Kitab. Katib al-Kitab means writing of the book. Writing of the book is when you make a contract between you and a woman. That's what marriage is. Marriage is a fucking business contract. You guys need to understand that. Marriage was never ever based on love. Marriage is a business contract. That's what it should be. This whole love, this is fucking Disneyland, man. But religion tells us that marriage is simply a contract. That's why it's known as a Katib al-Kitab, written, you know, writing of the book, okay? The harem, you know, going to a brothel, that's pretty much the harem system over there. You guys need to understand, in this current system we are in, women don't want to be beholden to one man, okay? They want to be with many, many men. That's just how it is. What are you going to tell young Muslim men out there? You're going to tell them, oh, brother, I mean, what's the options, really? What option does a young Muslim man in his 20s, whose hormones are raging, you know, you're walking down the street, you know, you watch YouTube, guys, you're going to see beautiful women whether you like it or not. Let me park in here really quick so I can finish this, I can finish this video up before I deliver to the customer. This is more important than delivering fucking DoorDash, okay? So, what are you gonna tell a young Muslim male whose hormones are raging? He's seeing young, hot women out there walking around. What are you gonna tell him? Brother, have faith in Allah, brother. Wait until you're good enough to marry a girl, brother. You know, none of that stuff is gonna work. And when you tell a man to go to a gym, lift, you know, do all that stuff, guess what? You know, that actually even makes him more horny. You guys take me for example, you know. When I got on testosterone, my testosterone went up. I went to the gym. I'm face maxing. I'm doing all this. I'm horny as a motherfucker, you know. Now, I'm able to control my sexual urges because in my entire life, I had low testosterone. So, plus, as a 42-year-old man, I think with a big head and not the smaller head, so I can control my sexual urges because all my life, I've had low T. So I can be like, hey man, if I was able to control it, you know, when I was 21, 22, I can control it when I'm 41, 42. But do you think I want to go, you know, years or even months dry? Hell no. I'm going to be going, God willing, back to South America, to Nagasaki, Hiroshima, some pussy. Okay, guys? So imagine a 21, 22-year-old dude who is working in the gym, looking good, you know, getting their testosterone up. You're going to tell that young Muslim brother, hey, man, it might be 10, 15, 20, maybe never, you know, you might never ever get to have sex, and yet that person is seeing, you know, woman walk around. Even if you go to a Muslim country, you're still gonna see woman walking around in makeup, wearing tight clothes, shit like that. I'm telling you guys, man, you see more curves in a Muslim woman than you would in a non-Muslim woman. That's a fact, okay? So what are you gonna tell a young man, 21, 22 years old, hey brother, wait, you know, 13, 14, 15 years later, when you become a multimillionaire, so you can get some used up thought to marry you, while right now, fucking Chad, homeless Tyrone, is fucking young, hot, bitches, you know, the same bitch that's been fucked a billion times, you get to have her, you know, when she's well past her prime, you know, no likelihood she's gonna have children, bastard children by then, you know. Guys, a lot of these Muslim channels out there, they're grooming you to accept hijabis, okay? I saw a Muslim channel where a fucking hijabi is approaching, like, fucking dirty sharmutas, telling them, oh, sister, wear the hijab, be modest. She is low-key telling them, this is how you get a high-value Muslim man to take care of you after you're done riding the cock carousel. What you Muslim guys out there need to understand is very simple. You guys need to understand that welfare system is gonna go away. The Jews are not gonna spend all this time providing welfare to single mothers and fucking bastard children, okay? So they wanna pass that cost off to somebody else. This is what all these Muslim channels out there are telling you, haram, 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 get married, get married, get married. They want you to get married to a fucking whore. They want you to get married to a fucking sharmuta who has bastard children, because brother, it's your deen, brother. Be a man, brother. Marry this used up woman. The Prophet Muhammad married a woman older than him by 15 years, brother. This is what these Muslims are doing, man. They're telling you that you as a man, you should marry up this used up single mother sharmutas. This is why they're grooming young males to marry women 15, 20 years older than them, because somebody has to take care of all these fucking defective, damaged, dirty single mother sharmuta fucking woman, okay? You guys are being groomed for that, okay? So when you tell a young Muslim man, oh brother, haram, 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 that person is gonna go mentally ill. That person is gonna start writing shit on the internet. That person might end up losing it. And you know, have you guys seen that episode of Futurama? I know, you know, Futurama is from the same people behind The Simpsons. Personally, I love Bender, you know, from Futurama, you know. They have this lobster dude, I forgot his name, Dr. Zoidberg or something like that. And he was an incel, right? So Dr. Zoidberg is like a lobster, you know, a lobster that talks, and he's an incel lobster. So anyway, Dr. Zoidberg, you know, goes back to his alien planet, and he wants to make out, but no girl wants him. And, you know, he goes all crazy because he is rageful because he's not getting his pee-pee touched. A lot of you guys, Muslim guys, are in that same boat where you're like, I'm not getting my pee-pee touched. You know, these women are laughing at me. They're fucking the fucking kuffar, you know. And here I am, a good Muslim boy. Allahu Akbar, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. No, sister, haram, haram, haram. Oh, no, no, no. You're gonna go mentally ill, guys, okay? This is what I want young Muslim men out there to understand, okay? What worked for Muhammad 1400 years ago, or even 500 years ago, or even 200 years ago, does not work anymore. Again, Islam is a dynamic religion, okay? Yes, alcohol is haram no matter what. Gambling is haram no matter what. Usury is haram no matter what, okay? But Islam is dynamic when it comes to social dynamics, okay? When it comes to social life, Islam is a fluid religion that accommodates the time. Now, I'm not telling anybody out here to go, damn train, I'm not telling anybody here to go and fucking fuck woman at the brothel. I'm not telling you guys to do that, okay? I'm just letting you know that the times we are living in, this is the worst time in the history of mankind. From the time of Noah until now, this is the worst time. Muhammad Jesus, Moses, they did not go through a time as bad as the current time we are in right now. And again, it's very unfair to tell a young man, 21, 22 years old, hey brother, go study, become a doctor, you know, drive a Bugatti. So when you're 32, 33 years old, you can marry a post-war woman who was riding the cock carousel for the past 15 years. Trust and believe, you young Muslim guys out there, these CIA assets like Ali Dawah, trust and believe, they're going to be telling you to marry a single mother. They'll be telling you, oh yeah, this white girl over here who has 1,000 body count, she accepted Allah, mashallah, praise Muhammad, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Now marry her, you know, it's your obligation, brother, marry this woman. Hey, marriage is half of your deen, brother. Marry this fucking Sharmuta. You know, take care of her bastard children. It's already happening, and it will become even more popular as time goes by. This is why I tell you Muslim guys out there, MGTOW is quite frankly the only hope you have. You gotta go your own fucking way, guys, okay? And again, I don't do music, I don't do movies, you know, every now and then, you know, I might sing a tune in the car, love, love me do, you know I love you, you know, every now and then I might put a nice Rolling Stones song every now and then, but the reality of the matter, guys, is that when it comes to music, when it comes to movies, all this stuff from the today's current world order, I don't even bother with it because it's all fucking satanic, okay? This is what you guys need to understand. Eventually, everything gets corrupted. Even religion. Even religion itself gets corrupted. Not because the religion is bad, but because the people who are supposedly the caretakers of religion, they're the ones who are purposely misleading you. A lot of Muslims out there, guys, they're not high IQ enough to flip falafels, so they become Muslim scholars, okay? A lot of these Muslims out there, man, take away their YouTube channel, and, you know, they couldn't even get a job at Walmart greeting people, you know, walking into the motherfucking store, okay? That's how low IQ they are, but mashallah, bismillah, alhamdulillah, they're fucking Muslim scholars, you know? And again, I'm seeing fucking, you know, young Muslim converts, you know, some white dude who all of a sudden found Allah, now he's teaching you Islam, you know? It's like, mashallah, you're 18 years old, you know, and now you're a scholar of Islam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. You know. So, the point of this video, guys, is that take a chill pill, relax, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. As long as you have money, as long as you have pussy, and again, like MGTOW, like the Manosphere podcast said, this is pretty much a numbers game, okay? At the end of the day, guys, you need to understand that you're gonna have to go through a lot of shit, woman, before you get yourself a decent woman that you can build a life with. A lot of these Muslims, because they're being told by these mullahs, brother, talking to women is haram, brother. Dating is haram, brother. Looking at women is haram, brother. Just go up to her father, brother. Or if she doesn't have a father because she's a single mother hoe and she comes to your mosque, marry her, brother. You know? So these Muslim guys end up settling for the first hoe who says, yeah, I'll touch your pee-pee, okay? So, again, at the end of the day, guys, when it comes to finding a decent woman that you can actually have a relationship with, it's gonna be a numbers game. I know this is what the PUA say, it's a numbers game. But when it comes to the PUA, it's a number game to find a woman to sleep with you. With me, it's a numbers game when it comes to finding a good, decent woman. Because that's what the thing you guys need to understand is that a lot of women out there, they have experience with men, okay? So if you come off as an oofy doofy, you know, the woman who might have a shred of virtue to her, she will not want you because she'll view you as an oofy-doofy, she'll view you as inexperienced, she'll view you as a person who can't take care of her. Guys, you need to understand, women don't mind sharing a man. Let me say that one more time. Women don't mind sharing an alpha male. They just don't want to be with a pathetic, oofy-doofy loser who simps for a woman because that's the only woman that actually gave him female validation. So you guys out there need to understand, in today's current world order, you can't simply go from being a virgin to marrying a woman and expect things with her to last forever, because again, women are getting worse and worse and worse, okay? My brother, my sister, they were able to pull that off just 10 years ago, okay? But now it's getting worse and worse and worse. And you guys have to understand, our family is Jewish. We are ethnically Jews, so we are higher IQ than the average people out there, so we can make shit work that usually doesn't work with other people, okay? So vast majority of people out there, you're gonna fuck up one way or another. So the best thing for you guys out there really to do, especially you young Muslim men out there, hey man, focus on your money. And if you have to go overseas, you know, bang a woman just to get it out of your system, bust a nut, cool, but focus on making money. All right, guys, see you later. Take care of yourselves. Peace.